Thank you a lot for getting me on again. Today, I decided to go straight to the fight about the Ethiopians. We waited long enough. Rabbi Shlush has to have his chance to speak. But before he speaks, let's remember, at the very end of Rabbi Rom Shapiro's chief rabbi, Shapiro's tshuva, he said you have to do a gir or lechumra on the Ethiopians because if some goyim got mixed in. And on the contrary, if there were Vada Yehudim, we'd have been the disaster. It's Mamzera's problems. After the Zagaris, there's a Svek Sveka Lehetera. Maybe he's a Goy. By Goy, we don't know Mamzeris at all. And maybe he's a Jew, he's not a Mamzer. And that's what Rabbi Herzog said. And that's what Rabbi Goren said. That's what Rabbi Avad Yosef said. Adkan, you remember this, we learned this together, at the very end of Rabbi Avad Yosef, of Avram Shapiro's Truma. Comes along Rabbi Shlush, Nidcha Yisrael Yechanes, and says, you know what? You're according to the chief rabbis, they changed their minds. I'll give you page numbers from Nidcha Yisrael Yechanes. I'll try to, if you finish it today, I hope tomorrow, it's only for now, I'll get it to you. You'll be able to look it up later on. He says over here, they changed their minds. This is on page 101. Rabbi Goren, he wrote a whole story. Alsmach Sipurim Elushal Elbar Hadani Kovar Advashem Yisraelim Shevedan. Okay. He says, listen, it's hard to say what they did. He says, Rov Achok, Rabbi Goren said, called Dvorim Shal Eder Hadani Beduyos, the Lo Yisod Shal Emes. Not a shred of truth to this whole Elbar Hadani story Rabbi Goren wrote originally. That's what he wrote originally. Yeah, so this war, we should be do a gil chumra, etc., etc. Hagrash Goren Chazer Bo Mehora Osavanal. He backed out and he said the Ethiopians are Jews, they don't need Geiris at all. And he put it in that Sofer, which is the Mizrahi publication, in three segments. He says, Malal listamech al agodos lishon al sipurim maisius and lemedim halachas garnished. Sholosh shuvas al gaon aposkim rabbeinu David ben Zimmer bar Radvaz shal piva nuchayim v'meiva v'anushosim v'chol davar din v'alocha. Imenu yeshlumo v'al piv yeshlifsok. Omnom ef shalava v'lomar shebeinu Radvaz lebeinenu kayem merchak shel chamesh mil shana. Maybe in the last 500 years, there was a mix-up, right? They got non-Jewish women got mixed in, okay, etc. So he quotes the whole thing over here. He says at the end of the day, back there. Whatever it may be, it's hard to know what exactly Rabbi Goren's conclusion is. But at the end of the day, he says, it seems to say, call Meduba beboded them, just a few. Yeshlocha shepsulim shebehem. It's page 103. Avol kol sheboim kulam lekabel aleihem divrei chaveris. Yesh tekablim latir lo bekal yisrael lelo pickbook. That's what he says. End quote of Rabbi Goren. He says Rabbi Shlush. He made a 180 degree turn. Tafnit shel meyash manim malot. 180 degree. That we call today, he did 180. Okay. First, he said, Eldad Adani and Rov Achokum say it's garnished. And the newspaper, he says, three Shavus Nerat Vahat, Pimon Uchai, Mimon Shosim. Yeah. Okay. So, Bekitsa Nimritz, whatever it may be, he's not. Oh, you have it. 180 degrees. Look at that. Okay, 180 degrees. So let's leave this for the moment and go to what's, I think, even more important, Rabbi Avadi Yosef. Rabbi Avadi Yosef has a long tshuva about this. It's in Chelech Ches in Yabia Omer, Simen Yud Aleph, Ebenezer. And I'm going to give you the highlights of this tshuva. You may put it on the screen too, maybe. While you're trying to do that, let me show you two things. This is the first thing I found, the very first. Rabbi Bleich Shlita talks about this question in his piece, the first part of a piece. It's a longer piece. We're not going to read the whole thing. This goes back to 1977, this compendium, and he probably wrote these things even earlier. And it's a piece which is entitled Black Jews, Halachic Perspective, page 297. And, you know, Rabbi Bleich writes in his own prose, his own style. You got to love those fancy words he throws at you. He says, the Falashas, Ethiopia, Eldar Adani, a 9th century merchant and traveler who professed to have been a citizen of an autonomous Jewish state in Eastern Africa, inhabited the tribes of Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. They were given credence as a result of an endorsement of the Gaon of, this is page 299, of Surah, Tzemach ben Chaim, who vouched for Eldad's reliability and trustworthiness. Such scholars as Avram Ibn Ezra and Meir of Rothenburg expressed reservations with regard to the veracity of Eldad's narrative. Other rabbinic luminaries, such as Rashi, Raivin, Avram ben Arambam, cite Eldad as unquestioned authority. Eldad Adani speaks of Falashah's Jews, describe it as practice of the Falashah community. Since at the time, for generations thereafter, there was little or no traffic between their Ethiopia and the Jewish centers. So, speculative curiosity. Rabbi David Ibn Zimra, 1479 to 1589. What? Lived 110 years? Red Vats? Huh? I'm reading it now. All right. All right. There was a slave trade preying upon inhabitants of North Africa. Halachic question, which not only called for clarification of the religious status of Falashas, but also described the adversities which they suffered. A Falasha town was attacked. The males slaughtered, the women taken captive. One woman who was slaughtered was purchased as a slave by a Jew, and they had a baby boy. And the boy wanted to marry a Jewish girl. And Radvaz wants to know, can he marry her? You hear what's going on? A son, that's how it all got started. How halacha gets started. Rabosai, today there's a big fight in the whole world about gayrus. Today, with the chief rabbi Lau, I was asked to sign a letter. I'm telling you, nothing's changed. Gayrus is the hottest topic when it comes to these things. Listen to this. The Radvaz, it is clear she is the seed of Israel, of the tribe of Dan. And there's constant war between the kings, because in the three kingdoms, Muslims, Christians, and probably Jews of the tribe of Dan, and they daily they take captives from one another. What was he worried about? Mamzeris. Oh, maybe the husband may have been spared or may have escaped if the captain's husband was yet living when she consorted with her master. The child born to them would be a mamzer, forbidden to marry a Jewess of legitimate birth. But she was killed. Okay. So that's what the ba-ba-ba-ba. So ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. A whole discussion of the Radvaz. He considered them to be Jewish. But it was a form of Mosaism. Had to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. But they had no knowledge of the oral law. Nothing. Radvaz associated with Sodok and Baisus. That's the problem is their marriages are marriages and the divorces are not good divorces. This is going to be a disaster. So how is he matter it? How? The divorces are defective. Yeah, but they also married in the presence of their witnesses. Their witnesses are all puzzled because they would no keep the halacha. No kiddushin, no gerushin. It's okay. Another tshuva the Radvaz says, whoa, he's not sure. He's a Jewish for sure, he says. There's a problem. So a Falasha slave, he's a Jew. This purchase is naught but the ransom of captives, not the purchase of a slave. And the obligation was incumbent upon all of Israel to redeem him. So you have to be po de shvuyim. Yeah. And Bekitsa Nimritz, this is a whole complicated story. They come from the land of Cush, tribe of Dan. There are no scholars there. And they take the Torah literally. They're like a child taking care of like a teenager nishba. And therefore, Radvaz says now, as opposed to what we said earlier, but I'm afraid their marriages may be valid. Gewalt. A disciple of Radvaz, Rav Yaakov Castro, in the Gloss Yerodea 158, do I ask you to look this up? Erech Lechem, was on the Numar Makomas, Mari Kash, quotes his father, quotes his Rebbe, that's from Dan. But here, this we can look up right now, the same author, 267:14. That's right in front of us. Reish Samach Zayin, I told you right where, Reish Samach Ches. It's on the Mar Makomash. Reish Samach Zayin, Yud Dalit. There we go. Says the Erech Lechem. Dina Chavasha, Ayin Liel, Sim Kuf Nun Ches. Venir Li, Sh'ein Shrichim Get Shichru. Why not? If they were slaves, when we come, Nogu Lichlam get Shichim Yasafik, well, if he said Shrichim Tvila Beis Shichruon, Velo Nogu came, after the Laraya Bialma Coast from the hand. So it seems to be a change, if he says over here, a change over here. Complicated story. So Rabbi Castro reports, Mari Kash, while the delivery of a writ of manumission. Guys, what's manumission? The Shtar Shichru. Look it up in your vocabulary, Rabos. Seems to have been the accepted practice. Paradoxically, it was not customary for immersion in a ritualarium. You know what a ritualarium is? A mikveh. To be carried out. Concludes that possibly the writ of no religious import was drawn up simply to provide documentary evidence of the flesh assess of free men. Bekitzer, 16th century, what about the 20th century? Four centuries, there could be an extensive intermarriage between the Falashas and the indigenous Ethiopian population. The Chaim Soloveitchik of Brisk said about the Karoim. Bekitzer Nimritz, a whole story. This is about seven pages in here in Rabbi Black. That's number one. 1977, from an earlier article, you know, when it came out originally. Probably if you look in tradition, and I think Avi has a way to get that. They have files from my Blaich from the very beginning. And look up the Black Jews. They'll probably give it. You have to get it on your screen. Now here, thanks to Avi, in my house, I have the Journal of Halacha and Contemporary Society, Volume 9, Determining Jewish Status, Ethiopian Shechta, Jewry, Rabbi Herschel Shechta, not written by Rabbi Shechta. No. First page. I think Avi sent it around to everybody.
Not everybody. I don't have everyone's email address.
Okay. We should get out of your email. He'll send it to everybody. The author wishes to thank his Talmud Moshe Rosenberg for preparing this material for publication. Excellent for Rabbi Shechta Shiur. Moshe Rosenberg wrote it. I mean, Moshe Rosenberg, a very wonderful Talmud Chacham who lives in Queens, used to live in Riverdale. He wrote it. Obviously, he's a loyal Talmud and did it what, you know, Rabbi Shechta said. Okay. It's very, very important. Peace. Not going to read the whole thing. Okay. Individual's black skin color per se will be discarded from the outset. We're not racist, nothing. Black, white, it's all the same for any good halachist. There's a whole discussion. Who's Jewish, who's not Jewish? A whole lot. What's Dov Shavi Erva? It's, of course, not going to, we just can't get involved in that. Because of Avad Yosef, a Svek Sveka to be Matam Amzeris. The Meshachta likes that at the end of the day. There's to be no actual psak. You need all the facts. Just some of the historical background, etc., etc. Okay. It would be necessary for an anthropologist to determine whether the first suffix in a Svek Sveka, perhaps they're not Jews, is valid. If through known trends and statistics it becomes clear that intermarriage and the like render the majority of Ethiopians non-Jewish, then our suffix is resolved. And so is the Mamzerim's problem. While there will not be Jews till the conversion, there cannot be Mamzerim either. If the majority are Jewish, The suffix is eliminated. Left with stuffing mamzer. 50-50 because of svek svek. I got 50-50. After page 160, the last page, Rabbi Shech. Now, Rabbi Avad Yosef. If you want to put it on the screen, if you have it, if you can find it, it's Yabia Omer, Chelek Ches, Simen Yud Aleph, and Evan Ezra. So to make a long story short, he calls the Radvas, Yadua, there you go, Yadua, in the first line, Mashakosav Radvas, Chavashi, Meretz Kush, Shevet Dam, Beli Safek, and they had no Balei Kabbalah, they took Pshatei Aksuvim, Malam Demosan Lo, called from Lako Karom, Tzat Mais, no, Tinik Shenishma, Abed Akan, Mislif Dosan Lach Yosan, that's Shuvah number one. Shuvah number two. Okay, fine. And number three, the Ramari Kash. Hayhudim achavashim afa pisha nogim kuo karoim. On the mitzuvim liftosim ulach yosim ki vishay vidanem lulamdim mitzadugu vices. Right, Vas? He was, we saw Reish Sam of Zion. We don't know what that means about the get shechur. It was another Ramari Kash. Chavash Yehudis. The Suah Biyarz of Yoldim and Mitzrayim Ben Meish Yehudi Shibola Beshoge, Habay Nasa Shivcha Vitier Zaro. What's going on with the Mishnah Kiddushin? Bizman Chachmei Dosho Lefonenu. Wow. The Yisrael. Ein Tzrichim Tvila Likonis Bekal Hashem. Ein Lanu Lochosh Klal Shem in this Arvo Bem Goyim Gedola Chazoka. For Chavisi Dati Biyom Zayin Oda Tashlag, 1973. The Michlav Shesparz and Barab Meshach Malashim Yehudim Lecholdova is Tamachti Al Radvaz. Then some other Rabbi Fall Meir Panizal also learned the Radvaz in Marikash. Miyova Chashnei Amalochim Adir Ma'ele Lahara Shemes Pisulach Yehudim Ma'ele V'Yir Lenafsha Malios Nichve Begachalosam She called the Ram Gachleish. Some of that they Emes. That's what the other rabbi said, and it was printed in Kadmonius Yehudim Tarasabas, right? That's 1902. And the Badas Yerushalayim, Rav Gom Yusuf Nissim Brula, I don't know who that is, Shav Yosef Yosef, was Maske. Maske. So if, on there's a footnote on the bottom of Aleph. I don't know if you have it in your print. I'll read it to you from the footnote. So when I was chief rabbi, Tashlag, I wrote all this stuff. Okay, they're Jewish people. Fine, no question about it. Fine. They became from Gavaldik. We have to be Makar of them. Shavu Bana Legvulam. Fine. This helped them become recognized in the Chok HaShvut, the law of return. And then Tashla, they made a committee and they decided to give to apply the Chok HaShvut. Zot ayesod chavatato shel harishon leZion, harav harashi leIsrael avad Yosef. Listen to this now. Hayoetz haMishpati. Listen to this. The Memshala, Professor Aaron Barak. You heard that name? He later the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, made such Soros. But at that point, he was just the Yoetz Mishpati to the government. He says, so now the Jews, you should put him into the Jewish population. Okay. Os Beis, Rakhav Avadja. Ulam. Oh, I see you have an asterisk, but not for now. Okay. Ulam. Loa Kachay. Kirisi Lagon of Yitzhak Isaac Halevi Herzog Zatzal. The Mechtova Biyom Chet Adar Tashyad. The Machlaka Letabut Torah Nibagola Sofnut Ayudit. The Fakbek Biyadusam Shalafalashim. Shirosh Achokrim Monui Vegomor Imam Shefalashim Ebnei Geza Lo Yehudi Shenizgayru Eipan Vimkein Erei Borosh Lenizgayru Amanas Tishmor Sayyadah Shalot Al Piyator Shabal Peh Eliyadah Shabodim Yilima Fidina Kamishin Izgayru Amanas Tishmor Kol HaToro Kulim Dibri Sofim Ein Mekam Moslem Bechoros Aflamim Ken Shema Einim Yehudim Bimuna Al-Khati And there were another letter Tashtav Shema Nizgablu Legir Bebezin Shal Tztukim What are you listening to? Chokrim? This is an O's base. Although he went along as a young man, he was pretty young at the time, with Rav Herzog, because there were only very few Falashim. They had no objection to doing it. Why not? O's Gimel. Tzitz Eliezer. Quotes of Advaz. Afu kosa lefak v'yadusim shel ha-falashim. Right? Because the Radvaz himself says, is Melchama ben Malchai Kush. I read it to you from the Rabbi English of Rabbi Bleich. We'll get the original Hebrew. Shalosh Malchuyos Yishmeelim Nosim Yishevet Dan. V'lo Tishbos HaMelchama Beinem. V'chayom Shov V'meilu Me'elu. V'shekosa Shev Kitos HaNosim Yishmeelim V'Yisraelim Shov V'meilu Me'elu. Yotze Yishmein HaPalashim Tarovas Me'umas Acheres Adka. The Fianeus died, it says Rav Avadya, Bimchilas, Kvoda, in Rav, Nachon. On the Skavin Radvaz, Loma, Shayadesh, Shovim, Meagoyim, Misarvim, Bem. A Shakov Shemosim Lavod, Osham Mokhomosim, Kinog, Mizmanam, Ahim. Lachain, Lo, Hiski Radvaz, Apamila, Achas, Shabolodon, and Mutaron, the Falash, Lo, Kalashem, Shayd Starkle, the Cholapokos, Gil, the Chumra, Mechashash, Tarov, is going, Behem. The Gam, it's Starf, the Savek, Svek, the Huckle, and the Suem, Imon. This is all ever noted that. Nitzchak. He's wrong. I chokum shonim shlobor klausha falashon him yehudim lefidin Torah. Kolponim nuvram behem gerim. Kos shvili olon rav shimshon bloch halevi. What do you mean? Going against Goni on? Chokum? They're all that garbage. Yeah, come on. Don't listen to any historians. Forget about historians. I'm skipping a lot over here. The Rav Avadya. Skip the whole thing. Come on. What do you mean? They were very separate from the Goyim. Very separate from the Goyim. Okay, watch this. Adrab, look at this. Look how strict they were. Listen carefully. I'm reading to the end of Oz Gimel. Minig ha-falashim shekomisha niskak lemasa matan amishen ha-ben bris lo yuchal likonis ha-beisol l'mishpachta sheyidma benar. Yeah, what's going on? He did business with a guy. He had to go into the mikveh before he walked into the house. Amen. Guys, just imagine that in our world. Okay? Kmo she'idu b'fonenu kam magidei emes mi'afalashim ki mesicha lefitumam. They have some kind of chokrim. The Christians. The rost of flesi mistamach al sefer zeh. Divrei minus, hasn't it? Wee! Negad eis going to Yisroel. How can it be? It's terrible. He says it's a terrible thing. Nosim Nostrim, they're the ones who tell us you're going to rely on a Mecca based on Christians to go against the Radvaz. Oz Dalit. Kamalom Shamati, Shehagoyda Moshe Feinstein, Kosav Michtav the Rab Tendler, Tavshin Mem Dalit, Shavsh Radvaz Kosav Shein Tzavak Shapolashim Yudim Shevet Dan. Dina kosher this mochalze kilo borim radvaz yoda hate them as a matzias odosom lo borim at my name on the stala matzavam. And he wrote to his grandson Yaakov Tendler in Tashma as well. Those letters were very late in Rav Moshe's life. I'm not sure if they're printed anywhere, you know, in the Igros Moshe, maybe the posthumous is for. Are they printed these letters?
One of them is in Chelik Tess, the Eben Ezer Siman Aleph.
Right. But that's posthumous. So, you know, whatever. It's a vet. Chof Ches Siman Tashmar, Rav Moshe was already basically invisible. It was in the last year of his life. Whatever. Ma'amodesh etzmo al dvar me'elim yechash yadu lechol gudulosol shal Radvaz, poisek gudul gambadoro deyash lomar Ves Yosef, Yeah, what are you talking about? He doesn't understand Rav Moshe. How can Rav Moshe say such a thing? We're not finished yet. Calls to Rabbanut HaRashit. This is now the end of Os Dalet. This is obviously, he wrote this thing originally, Tovshin Mem Hei, Aleph Shvat, and then he put in a bracket, so Hosafa, obviously it came later, before he printed this volume was printed. In other words, you know, Ravadja stuff came out, you know, every few years, another Sefer. Yabia O Mechelek Ches is printed. Hold on. Tovshin Nun Hei. So in the interim, he added that he found in Tovshin Mem Ches, Rabbanut HaRashit. What does it say? By Tovshin Mem Ches, the Avadya was the emeritus. He was already, his term was done. Quote, Kol Ha'omer B'tshuvas Radvaz, Marikash, Yudhishmael, Ethiopia, Hanikom Adas Beta Yisrael, V'kos V'shein Sofek, Shem V'shevet Dan, Hu Mekubal B'chol Yisrael. Who were the chief rabbis then? Rabbi Avram Shapira and Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu. Ein b'dorenu mishiyuchal laharach ha'piskei. Ulam, mikeven shekayim sofek shema biglal nituka miklal yisrael b'meshach alfei shanim, nis'arva b'mkam goyim, ein l'shanos mimashenogu ad hayom al pi oros ha'rabanim sh'harashim ha'mekodmim, yesh ha'tzricham geres l'chumra, v'milo v'tfila v'lo bracha, the Kabbalah's mitzvah, he's still called a snake, it's Adkan. Merav Senigra, once you say, you can be Maharach, Arad Vazar, Ari Kash, how do you put in the same breath that they're 2,000 years separate? So the Rad Vaz and Ari Kash would not have been quiet about that? He doesn't understand. He thinks they're Jewish. Adkan, Rabbi Vajra. Okay, that's what you think. Comes along, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef. Listen to this. I have in front of me a book. It's called Klalei Giyur, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, which someone printed out for me. It was print from Kenes HaDayanim of Tovshin Da'ay and Dalet Ayin Hei. It starts on page 15, and it goes till page 151. That's 136 pages. 136 and a half pages that I have from Avadi. From Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef. So you'd say, after what his father wrote, you think that's what he says? Yeah? It seems that, as they once said about, I think, Ariel Sharon, where you stand depends on where you sit. If you're not the chief rabbi, you can say whatever you want. If you're the chief rabbi, you got to deal with what's going on in the world. So Rabbi Avadja was chief rabbi. He also said they should have a Geres L'chumra. Later on, he's no longer chief rabbi. I don't understand what they want. The chief rabbis, and he himself supposedly backed out. But his son, who's not a chief rabbi, writes, I'll give you the page number over here. You can look it up, you can get it online. I got someone got online for me. Page, listen carefully, page 105, towards the end of this thing. He writes as follows. Listen to the words of Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef. Only Ethiopia. He quotes his father, Zatzal, Rabbi Avadja. You know, we know about that. Yeah, ba 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 ba. This is a letter which I haven't seen the original. He says, who else agree with this? Reveal Hildesheimer, Rabbi Cohen Cook, Rabbi Yitzchak, Isaac Herzog, Zatzal, Palasha and Yehuda. Oh, Klalei Giyur, go to page 106.
Rebbe, didn't Rav Avadya Yosef speak on this topic when he came to Yeshiva over 30 years ago?
I think so.
I remember him speaking on it. I don't remember what exactly he said, but he wasn't the Rav Roshi when he came to us.
Exactly. When you're not Rav Roshi, where you stand upon where you sit. No, not it's not page one. It's page Sadi Beis. Sadi Beis is page 106 on the bottom. I'm sorry. The different page numberings. See if it's the same thing. Looks getting close. Oh. L'chein basi l'maskana, shafalashim in tzatzor shevet Yisrael, shedrimu l'kush, they went south to Kush. Enkel savish agonim anal, shekavav em shir Yisrael, tchoku v'dor shegil, and skandar api edios v'rayas mehemnos v'yoser. Emani atzor v'shifte Yisrael, chokarti, imani, chokarti v'dorashti hetim al yoneim, לאחר שמנהיג הפלאשים פונה אליי בבקשה לסחר במחנה בני ישראל ברוך טוב הלכו, תור שבכסף, תור שבפה, לא כוס יום, וכאן כל מיסס התורה הקדושה, החלטתי, יהודים, יפתס לצילה מתמיה וסבולוס, ולהוכש העלייה עושה מארצה, bring them quickly to the Holy Land, ולחנכם ברוח תורסנו הקדושה, ולשיתם בבניין ארצנו הקדושה, ושוב מנה לגולם, ובטוחני שמוסוס הממשלה והסוכנות היהודית וארגונם לישראל ארצות הגולה, ישראל הנרמד לי וחולת לנו במסיעים הקדוש הזו, שמצטס הצולס נפושת אחרינו, ובודי מנינוך, כאן יש מצוון, עבד יוסף. That's in 1973. Now 1984. I will order the advice, רבונם הראשים אשר קדמוני, הרצוג, לחומר בלוג, Kamanin Hakta Khram, Sefik Bigyadus Shalana, Shem Bitkufa Gilagam, Lord is Gagas Apia Locha. O to Israel, Titzaliez and the Fakmi Ramil, you do some. So I said, Gilukhim of Palashim, Anoshim Atavastan Bris with Tvila, Shem Tvila, Makamalim of Matsis Kadas. Fine. This is a Ravadja from Tovshin Mem Dalit. Now, what day? Yud Gimel Adar Aleph. When is this written? What I wrote? What I in Yabia Omer is Tavshin Mem Hey. He says garnished. Says that Yitzchak Yosef. That here's the key punchline. V'chalila levatla takana shel gir lechumra. V'pchinas al tasek v'olim asher gavli rishonim. Aydei kach yicholek oblem machnos nisum ha'palashim. Afal fisha balavachi radvaz mefak begal nisui rabbonim ha'palashim. Meshe enim bekiyim betevgin bekidushin. Divrei Torah anim b'mkom ha'shim b'mkom ha'cher. B'mkom ha'cher shim b'orach b'hatak ha'maskarom b'shol ka'al Hashem. Odin ha'palashim. Okay? Now, l'acha shor ha'asi b'shnas tashlag motza ozen kasheves etzim m'sholas Yisrael. Palashim rabim olim l'eretz Yisrael. Heim u'neshem u'vneim etapam. Mitzvah rabah. But the Ethiopian didn't know Derech Hashem. Now they come to Eretz Yisrael. We have to teach him Torah. Again, Avada Yosef. So here himself says you can't go against the original Takana. Can't. Ad kan. So it seems to me that you. All right, you know, on 107, the very next page, you know what? Isha b'bnei Eda ha'falashit sh'k'av v'giyo l'chumra lo yichtavu b'chtubos ha'giyurta al yichtav sh'ma b'vad ish'giyim v'maria Cohen. So he's saying, you know, only doing the giyo l'chumra, but not so much as to ask her to a Cohen. And he quotes on the bottom, he wrote a tshuva to her, but Eliyahu Bar Shalom, which is, he wrote a whole book called Mishpat Aksuba, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Muteras Akayin, this is Ralbag, had this question many years ago. Yeah. So what do you say? Ef shall the Shama son of the Suan and Asil the Kadazmosh of Yisrael, Ubifrat, the Kohane Chazaka Shibes Manenu, for these to came and shoot Yabi Omer, Avad Yosef. I don't know exactly where that is. Adkan. So after all is said and done, Rabbi Avadi wants you to do a Gir Lechumra. So much for that. That the only one I think who went against that was Rabbi Shlush. Rabbi Shlush refused to go along with the Gil Lechumra for reasons we'll see if we have time. Whoa, she's more than half over. We just got started. Okay. Rabbi Osei, let Rabbi Shlush take the floor.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef also wrote Hatavas Dambris Lechumra.
Right. Hatavas Dambris, Rabbi Vajra said.
But we said we saw before from Rav Shapira and Rav Shul Yisrael that there's no need for a tafas dambris.
Right. So Bavadja is a bigger machman than they are, ironically. So I'm willing to say, like, see, I'm a maker, like I'm Avraham Shapiro. How do you like that? I'm willing to be maker, like I'm Avraham Shapiro. You're speaking of, you know, when the Falashim came over. Does anybody know what years they came over in the humongous numbers? Anybody know? You know what year?
93.
Okay. I have a personal story which you'll remember what happened. This is the story. I know time is so short, but I have to tell you stories because this is what you'll remember from a personal story of myself. My mother, Oleha Shalom, passed away early in the morning of Tes B'Sivan Tavshin Nun Aleph 1991. I think maybe some of the Chevron here were my Shia that year. I don't remember yet. And Rabbi Yaakov, I think, was also the Shia that year. It was the end, we learned Beitza that year. It was the end of the year. And I flew out on Wednesday night to do the Kvura of my mother on Thursday. And I planned to come back Friday morning. I could not get a ticket for love or money on El Al coming back Friday morning. So I went to my good friend, Elad, your great uncle, Uncle Ludi Jesselson, who Kamat owned El Al. I need to get on this plane. You know, my mother passed away. I got to get back from the Shiva. He tells me the strictest of confidence. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell a soul. There will be no El Al planes anywhere that night. They're all going to Ethiopia for Operation Moses. They're bringing out all the Jews that one night. All the El Al planes will be filled from top to bottom with Ethiopian Jews. But it's not 100%. I'll get back in touch with you. So I went and got a ticket on what they call Tower Air. Remember Tower Air? That klutzy airline. But what can I do? Good. So went to the Eretz Yisrael, did the Kvura, came to the Shiva, and then we had announced it publicly. I'll be at the Shiva from 7 till 10, 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. at my in-law's house in Hanof, because the flight is 1 o'clock in the morning. I leave at 10, get there at 10:30. No problem. I'm in the house of my in-laws. I got a call from Uncle Ludi Jesselson. Yes, though there are no El Al planes. Go on Tower. So I called my sister, who was in her house, Lokana, and we got to go on Tower. So my sister said, you can't leave here at 10 o'clock for a Tower flight was called for 11:30. They left earlier. You got to get out of here. So by 8:30, they had me out of the house. Many people came to the house. I was gone. No one knew why I was gone. So the news started getting out in my in-law's house in Hanof at 8:30 that night that there's no El Al flights. I still remember Rabbi Reichman Shlita. He lost his father the same night I lost my mother. As a matter of fact, we came to this funeral home. He was saying Tillim. He said Tillim for us too. He was also supposed to go back Friday morning, Thursday night to Friday morning. But he didn't know about this. He didn't know from nothing. He came to the airport. There are no planes. I think he still managed to get back because after they landed, they flew out. It was June, or late May. They flew out Friday morning and getting arrived just before Shabbos.
It was like May 24th. It was Operation Solomon.
That's it. Oh, Operation Solomon, right. Operation Moses. When was Operation Moses? When was that? It was earlier.
I'll look that up.
Thank you. That's the date. That was exactly the date. It was Thursday night, which would have been, I guess, Yud Aleph Sivan. Yeah, that was Operation Solomon. Thank you for correcting me. Anyway, now you remember the story. You won't forget the story. Back to Rabbi Shlush, who controls the screen right now. Page 110. Who had it? Put it on if you can find it. He writes as follows. Oh. Ooh, Rosh Gar, that's earlier. I'm a few pages later. That's not. Whoa. Different page numbers. Hold on a second.
These numbers are different. Rabbi can start reading. I'll find it now.
Okay. Okay. I guess it's different page numbers and different things. Let me read you as follows. He says like this. You want to watch this. Kevan, it's a paragraph that starts with the word Kevan. Kevan shedivri akdama shal piya hunchu ha'anchayot kovim gorola shal edash lema v'yisrael upogim ba pigiyach hamura. Suma aleinu, this is Os Chaf Aleph. You're in your test. I'm in Chaf Aleph, Ella. See, it has your test about you. I'm in Chaf Aleph. There it is. Chaf Aleph, right. Kevah, it's on the bottom of the screen. Suma aleinu lingoa benchudot ha-moket shel akdama lefazer et ha-arafel ulafir et ha-tvarim b'higayon salul. Hachwaza shechvisa rabbanut. Hey, diet the opid muzekhet gaydu yudit up in Biscamcha Radvaz Marie Castro, a postkam alcherer. Means a Jewish. Finished. Jewish, 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 and Jewish, and Jewish. The fact that they were separated from the Jewish main community for so many years, it doesn't matter. Hey, nadadu, we may bias Rishon. Michtav Eldad Adani. Rav Tzemach Gon, the mayor of Tzemach Gon, when you talk about Mirakazi Torah, hit not kutim shechag abimera advaz, as he says. So what do you mean? The next paragraph: Nitukami Mirakazi Torah lo oretz algoni Yisrael chasidim anshe meisa bedoros harishonim radvaz and his tamidim. Yeah, they never said that makocha magurash shel rabbanim bedor yorud zeh. And they said, etc., etc., etc. Now I want to skip a little bit because there's no time for everything. To page, Ragra Shapiro. This is page. It's right before Chav Gimel. End of Chav Beis, right before Chav Gimel. Hagra Shapiro Yeshlita Yibia B'tzurach Anashmit. Ain bezor bedoras that misha yuchal lachol kol radvaz shememem about a shosim uvechol zeh matzri chosim gil lechumra kevin sheshem chashash viduch hashluchim shel nisu et harovis kamchash the savik mamzeris he didn't want to say the words samach mem kemosh akasav radvaz vayde sheyitpulu yukshel level bekol herach yad Hashem atovol av lochiach shein datar chatam as our member is fine hinei chashas chav gimel. Yeah, what midoras I called me? Ham chokav ochicha berayis brua shachen isarvim goyim nekam midoras? What? There's a couple. There's a little intermarriage. See what if komas kol aedo chirak beinem yesh nisuret harovas dorazeh. It's arena in nisuret harovas kibor chol tvutos Yisrael. And he look what Rabbi Shlush says. See that's Rabbi Shlush knew because he was on site. Ani mitoch sichose vechakirose b'mispachose Ethiopim Galisi shebekerev ne'akforim vayishuvim achlakayim in the peasants in the little villages and the farms shalahem rove kakola olim me Ethiopia. That's the vast majority, almost all of them. Ein isui tarovas ki kulam kshurim b'nisuin elu be'elu v'miyodim es yichus v'keshem mishpachti b'nem at shalosh arba doros. They will marry their cousins. Those who went to the big city, they never intermarried. You know, they ran away from Ethiopia to Sudan. True. Who are the Kassim? The priests? Yeah, Kassim are the Ethiopian priests. That's what it sounds like. The Ethiopians themselves are willing to out the imposters. Here comes Rabbi Shlush with typical rabbinical polemics. In order to discredit his opponents, he's going to say the Svek Svek is no Svek Svek. And if the Svek Svek says, you better listen to me, otherwise you're going to be in trouble. Either they're good kosher Jews or the Mamzerim. No option that you're suggesting Svek Svek. Why not? And the Svek Svek, because the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, and the Tvila Motzim, they're serving Mamzer Bekoch Svek Svek. And Koch Bechochach Me'ador Lachal Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. We'll see soon what that means. Apparently, it didn't say that. Something Mamzer Bechay Kiddushim Kiddushim, or Rav Baruch, Lakaris is something Mamzer. They were other Gerim. I'll talk about that later on. So right over here, he's saying is just check out those few people who came from the capital city. Now I'm skipping Rabbi Osai to pay to Chavov. Chavov. The last paragraph of Chavov. The last paragraph. Rabbi Chavov Zayin. Uvenidon shalanu, hafalashim nizharim bedine tumas keri venida. Nishayim tovus unidas. See what's going on? They're more machle than we are. Vehem tovlim the keriam benaharos. Pekeven shakulam noagin litbal mitumas and benar. Tvilusa moila lachshash also miet the kuli alma. Umutalas in the chatchila says in Shukhanark, resh samaches gimel, ishitav of the keriam. Have a ger mutl bisrelos lachatchila lirifa Rambam etc. I feel lirifa Rambam mutl asiyan lachatchila Rambam esiyan also much yitbul lefanenu vashivom edim shetavlo befneim v'davka bichuchse guakum to come up with giyores sherinu and oheges b'darchi yisrael v'chule ken v'ger v'chule mashad ha'ayah b'goyish enog b'darchi yisrael v'ksim dvarim hol v'chuchse guakum ala falashim shehuchse ki yisrael shemeshe v'dan yusher advaz. Daibet filosan the carry of anida lahasan chashul hatoan and the chumra shemen is arba ben goyos vo de bneim mutam afarif rambam hatsirim shabon lefanenu linosei hem bneim shall also matovlim the carmel and nidasam. He says therefore it's not a problem whatsoever. Uvashal lemila harini molim hem kachol yisrael bemila priya de molim shalahem. Shem Shem, it's Shem Matavas Dan Bris. I feel the Goy Gomosh and this guy is so much in Shem Dan Bris. And those who say you need it, go to the Palashim and Shem Matavas Dan Bris, Kemishem Yizeri Yisrael, hey? Vini Molem Kulam Hashem Mitzvah. Yeah. I the smag is Macher, a Goy Amuma. Go to the Palashim, Shafa Pishem, Yodim Toshava Pep, Mechal and Shabbos and Lokos and Surim and Torah, Mechal and Shabbos and Yikagoy. He loves some kshere. That was on brisk. She didn't continue to nishba. That's what he says. No problem. Let's now skip to the next page. Chavtes. Below old. You see a paragraph below old in Chavtes, but the second paragraph. Elashay lochosh klala tarovas goyim shabahem. We're not worried about a few goyim got mixed in. It's a miyot. Nothing. Next paragraph. Ki oz hayu megalim lano mihu ha'ayir of Rav Shnispecha lembari kosa michavash derech Sudan u'mihem ha'goyim shinis arvo b'hem fi shehe biyu zos b'tzura b'rura v'gam odiyo shehem ha'yim izgnagdu afilu l'giyurim ki hem rotzim lishmor al yichus ha'yehudi ach b'zeh shechmarnu aleyem lahatpulas kulum l'shem geris goramnu lehem l'sarev l'galas ha'ma'atim shinispechu aleyem Alom Ibne Yisrael, Ashalom Yisrael Hema. We botched it politically, therefore they refused to reveal who the Goyim really are. And it says over here on the on the next page, let's just make a page Umizet, paragraph Umizet, end of Chavtes. The Falashim Shlo, all our Daita Meolom, Sheshim Chashash Mam Zairus, Vigi Goyus, Vishasurum Nishat and Mistral, Ashabola Eretz, come to Eretz Israel, Vishtomimul, the Mishmaslam, Vavi Pirish Konosh Nolada Safek, Umeolom, Lo Shoma Ishat Mem, Mikal Yisrael Shemachakin Osom, Nituk Mukla Benehem, the Shlichan Lo Sipulahem, Mikhayodu Shakan Yasul Ishat and Behem. Yeah, so therefore it's called the Parish Miruba Parish Meridik. Fine, terrific. Adkan, he signs his name. Good. And then he goes to a whole discussion why there's no problem of Zeris, Kedushin Gerishin. I'm skipping all the way in my piece to Rav Shaul Yisraeli. After you finish Rabbi Shlusha's long, long piece, 46 letters, he tells you the letter Rabbi Shaul Yisraeli sent to him to criticize his point of view. You able to find it? Oh, I saw Rabbi Shlusha. That's good. Hasaras Rach Israeli. Fine. Here we go. The Chvod Harav Agoyin Rav David Shlush. Okay. So what does Rabbi Shaul Yisraeli say? Skip the first piece. Go up to what's called three. Or Dalet. Ozo Saniyomer, Dalet. Ozo, it says it's called, whatever, you know what I'm talking about. Ozo Saniyomer, Imki Radvas Kosa Bereshis, do you know? Shemeshevet Dan Beli Sofik. Adayala Kokach Machlit Loma Shemasha Kosa Besof Dvorov. Vafilu Imtim Saloma Shadova Sofik Shumachavel at Sofik Bitsatina Shenishba. Kipshituso de Qatar. So Rabbi Shlush said, When Rabbi Dvaz said it's a suffix, it doesn't mean a suffix goyim. He said before they're vare Jews. Maybe suffix tina shenishba. That's how Rabbi Shlush understood it. Koshaloma shadava suffix meyachas shenindkot shemishavet dan sheoldef mizman bayis rishon vakitos atstukios loher bechlal klava bayis rishon shadava poshul sheish shadunu ketinok shenishbu. Why is it a suffix? Kolobim merit v'lobim mal nutku atzam me'atorah shav apet ken mehecha teisu lovo la'achmar lehem mitzah suffix. You also note there, suffix means ula lo nechona ha'mesora shekibu mehem afim nechona shemekibu l'tochem gerim me'gerusim gerusach ka'alocha zebediyuk also suffix shemikocho anodonim lehokot l'kabalosu kayom hazeh. It's a fight what the Radvaz meant when he said suffix. I'm skipping later on. Here's something which has really took the gloves off. Page, this is called Ches. Here's where the gloves come off from Rabbi Shlosh Yisraeli. What did Rabbi Shlosh say in Ches? He said, listen, no problem. Quotes of Gemara, we should spend time on Mehmed Beis. Tavla Neduso, Tavla Lekerio, Tamachlokos Rishonim, what it means. All right. Even quote the Riff and the Rambam, you can get married. And Mesim, that just means the Huchos of Goakam, is not Huchos of Goakam, etc. Says Rabbi Yisraeli with very two strong words, Vizu Tos. As Rabbi Shlosh, you made a mistake. Why? The hard the cost of Lopaslina Libre, Haina the Inyan, Legabe Habas, Lin the Postal, the Kahuna, Lin Zechosh of Kadiyev, as the Shach said, Shabal Yisrael, Skimavu Hashem Bishukhan Aruch. All like the Taz, we just discussed this on Monday. The Chashvin Alei Keben Yisrael, Miyuchas, right, to get married in Shidduchim purposes, not like Master Stroll. Fine. Period. Umimashim istamech alosh in the Rambam. Shekosav she'em asi and also the kut lechatchila. Hol v'huchzak ha'akum. Umikan mamshich avo apalashim shuchzuk yisroel. Mishay v'dan advaz yadada dada 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 dada. Says Rabbi Yisraeli. Dova she'nesar hinei vaday. V'dova she'nesar achloma. She'n the kabal edusa shal advaz with kevados. Let's din v'les dayan she'ayim tzarech tfilah v'geris. Otu yamish she'oma. She is throughout sort of tefillah v'geres. Ela shekama yesh kan chashash uve'emesh suffix zehu lemal yusa kanal. This would be zgayram yesh mokal nati yemishat svek svekup. Same pismin as Rabbi Shechta, same pismin as Rabbi Shapiro, the same pismin as everybody. Nimsa she'ein zeh v'gedah chumra l'kula kenein v'hem gedah chukzul Yisrael divi arama misborim b'ma shekosu shalacha mizeh. Dilu bom imok mashen mitfakim biaduso. Komisho mashem yistrolani. Kam shoma juger with tabul mo kalacham aminulo. Peshas bashiter. Not our case. You do a makora suffic. You do a gam moving a mukzaka shalom. You need a zebain the toysis of a first and hagamor the marriage with kilo misses with Shlosha. Machak tabul the carry of the dosa. Bain the riff arambam. She needed the dan ika suffic agamala tarovas elihudin. Koshim Zela Armina Noyakan Geris Kalocha. Al Sofik Zela Mahani Medium Asherigil Nitbo. The Belisha Yolifne Kane Kabbalah Samitsis. O Belisha Yu Adish Niska Kalocha for Amam. Ain Latirin be Israel. Pesabay Shlush, you made a mistake. You made a mistake. And then he says, you don't say, call the Parish Meruba Parish. That's the next paragraph. He says, it's wrong. He says it's wrong. Why is he wrong? Why is he wrong? He says for the two following reasons. He's like this. He says, when he say called the parish, Nimtza biyad nachri, av yisrael shalokach v'nolat suffing me'ein lokach. That's what's called kavua, lokamina kavua. So therefore, in our situation, what are we saying? He's saying like this. Hastaf ignored that I'm also sure shalok huasimina kavua when they left Ethiopia. So it's called kavua machzamach. No solo mashas yeshdod and shein can rove batuach. Hasfek is holchim and sramim midei dor. Shebechol dor yesh and grushas and nisus and asr umulin and psulin. So therefore, you cannot rely upon called the parish, Meruba parish. Kam da by shlush, Rabosa, we give him a chance for the last word, okay? At least part of the last word. We can't leave, yeah, if you are a shlush and ashia, we can't leave Rabbi Shlush hanging with no response at all. So he responds to Rabbi Shaw Yisraeli, Shlita, okay? Fine. What did he write back to him? Just a few points, and we'll have to stop, and tomorrow we'll continue into the show. And I did not make a mistake. That's not a mistake. This is an Oz Beis of Rabbi Shlushback. Not our Beis. Yeah. Harosso. The Tah quotes him, Al Zeh Ashev. The Tah is in the Prisha in the second shot, learn the riff, Kavanosu al Ben Zocha v'lol ben Bas Lekohen, Ein Zutos Klal Leklal. What does that mean? I didn't make a mistake. I'm just calling the Taz and the Prisha. Okay? And it goes a little further. I quoted the Shach, right? Etc. And I wrote, V'nira, ki perish in a muskim adasarif. The Shach understood, based upon a guy who lives in a Bas Yisrael, the kid can't marry a Kohen, etc. Okay? But what's happening over here? We're discussing a situation of b'di'evet. What did Ron say? Shabbas muteres l'kohen. According to the riff, the bas is muteres l'kohen. So therefore, the shach got stuck with Akasha, and he said it's enough community for pidyon ben. Right? Fine. This we all saw already on Monday. Comes along and says, Rav Shlush, that's a big dochek pshat. A dochek pshat. Come on, that's not a simple pshat. A simple pshat. The Rif said, lo paslinele. When he's suing, not the pidyon haben. Then he quotes the Prisha. We spoke about this Prisha also on Monday. And he says it's also a shver pshat, or it's gora miyagoi. Loafke Lazare, also Dachuk. Why is it Dachuk? Manashach. Either he's a Jew or he's a guy. This is why he has his own amazing pshat. I think that Rabbi Shlush's greatest contribution in all this stuff is his pshat in the riff, which I think, between you and me, I want to take my hat off to Yair. I think we have to say, I think Rabbi Shlush's pshat is the best pshat in the riff. The other pshatim are so shver, one after the other. But we're out of time. So Mitz Hashem, Lineda, tomorrow, same time, same station, we'll start with Rabbi Shlush's pshat in the riff. Okay? And then we will finish Rabbi Shlush's response. Then we'll go back to Rabbi Yisraeli's response. And then back to Rabbi Shlush's response, back to Rabbi Yisraeli. Back to Rabbi Yisrael's response, back to Rabbi Shlush's response, and then we'll wrap it up, that part of the fight, and go on a little bit further. But it's a fascinating dispute, Rabbosai, Kederach Tamid HaChachamim. So, I hope you were gripped by this Machlokas Hashem Shemayim. We'll stop here because we're out of time. Tomorrow, same time, same station, with the part two of this Rischa D'Raisa, Tamid HaChachamim, Menachem Zev Zev HaLocha. Yes, Yair.
Sorry, a little bit not related to the machloket, but what is exactly the fight today regarding Israel, or being the Shir mentioned regarding the Ethiopians today?
Rabbi Lau is furious that the new government of Israel wants to take away the Geiris from the chief rabbinate, and that any rabbi wants to Geiris, and they want to fire the government employee who's the head of the Maracha Giyur of the chief rabbinate. So Rabbi Lau said, okay, no more gear. So there are apparently hundreds of Ethiopians who are waiting to get officially, get the stempel. He won't give it to them. They said, fire Rabbi Lau. The Chavre Knesset. Fire Rabbi Lau. Rabbi Lau is a bum, is a this, is a that, So he reached out to the rabbis all over the world for some support. They asked me to sign it. So I said, I don't sign political letters. So they said, no, it's a halachic letter. I got calls from Israel about this. I got questions, calls from him. I don't know. Tomorrow at this time, we should know a little bit more what's going on. So remind me tomorrow to take some of the politics with that letter. Shh. Okay. Like the Ethiopian, like Mr. Jesselson's secret was kept. Nobody ratted out. The Operation Solomon was successful. And all it cost me was I had to leave the shiva early. Then, whatever. Long story. I had to write a letter to all those people who came. They kept a list of all the people who who came to see me an hour and a half that I wasn't there. So I wrote a letter and made copies and sent them to those people. I felt bad they came to see me and I wasn't there. Maisa Shahoya. What was Operation Moses? Did you look it up and find it?
Yeah, I couldn't find it.
Okay. Later. All right. Okay. See you tomorrow. Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you,
Abby.